This is Chapter 4, Motion in a Plane. A quick summary. Scalar quantities are quantities with magnitudes only. So the examples are distance, speed, mass, and temperature. The vector quantities are quantities with magnitude and direction both. The examples include displacement, velocity, and acceleration. They also obey the special rules of vector algebra. So the vector A multiplied by the real number lambda is also a vector, whose magnitude is lambda times the magnitude of the vector A, whose direction is the same or opposite depending upon whether lambda is positive or negative. The two vectors A and B, they can be added graphically using head-to-tail method or parallelogram method. And we must know what they obey. The vector addition is commutative, which means that A plus B equals B plus A. And also, they are associative, which means they obey the associative law. A plus B plus C equals A plus B plus C. So what's a null vector then? A null or zero vector is a vector with zero magnitude. Since the magnitude is zero, we don't have to specify its direction. And the properties could be A plus zero equals A, lambda times zero is zero, and zero times A is zero. Coming up to the subtraction of vector, subtraction of vector B from A is defined as sum of A and minus B. And that would give us A minus B equals A plus of minus B. What's a unit vector then? A unit vector associated with the vector A has magnitude 1 and is along the vector A. So that is given as n cap equals A by magnitude of vector A. The unit vectors I cap, j cap, and k cap are the vectors of unit magnitude and point in the direction of x, y, and z axis respectively. A vector A can be expressed as ai cap plus aj cap, where A are the components along x and y axis. So if vector A makes an angle theta with x axis, then ax is given as a cos theta and ay is given as a sin theta. So now the magnitude of A, the magnitude of vector A, is equals to the root of ax squared plus ay squared, and the tan theta, the direction what we want, is ay by ax. Vectors can be conveniently added using analytical method. So if sum of two vectors A and B, it lies in xy plane, then r equals rx I cap plus ry j cap, where rx could be ax plus bx, the sum along x axis, and ry would be ay plus by, the sum along y axis. Moving on to the kinematics, if an object undergoes a displacement, say delta r and time delta t, its average velocity is given by delta r by delta t. The velocity of an object at time t is a limiting value of the average velocity. So applying mathematics here, v equals dr by dt, it's a differential equation here. And it can also be written that vx equal to dx by dt, and vy is d by dt of y, and vz is dz by dt. Here I mean that velocity along the different axes. If the velocity of an object changes from v to v dash in time delta t, then its average acceleration is given by v minus v naught, which is the change in velocity delta v by delta t. And the component would be a acceleration equals to ax I cap plus ay j cap and az k cap. If an object is moving in a plane with constant acceleration a, and the magnitude will be square root of acceleration along x square plus acceleration along y square, and its position vector at time t equals 0 is r naught. And that gives us an equation, r equals r naught plus v naught t plus half at square. So the velocity at that point of time is given as v equals v naught plus at, where v naught is the initial velocity, which is at t equal to 0. And the regular kinematic equations here, x equal to x naught plus v naught xt plus half xt square. So motion in the plane can be treated as a superposition of two separate simultaneous one-dimensional motion along two perpendicular lines. Now discovering it deeper, an object that is in flight after being projected is called a projectile. If an object is projected with initial velocity v naught, making an angle theta with x-axis, And if we assume its initial position to coincide with the origin of the coordinate system, then the position of the velocity of the projectile at time t is given by x equals v naught cos theta t and y equals v naught sin theta t minus half gt square. We need to note that acceleration along x-axis is zero. So the path of the projectile is parabolic and it's given by an equation. We know the parabolic equation which follows y equal to ax minus bx squared. So here, y equals tan theta x minus g by 2 v naught cos theta the whole square x square. So the a would be tan theta and b is g by 2 v naught cos theta the whole square. And now, coming up to the equations, the maximum height attained by a projectile is given by h equals u square sine square theta by 2g. And the time taken to reach this height, t, is given by u sine theta by g. Here u is initial velocity and the rest follows the same rule. The horizontal distance traveled by a projectile from its initial position to the position it passes along y equal to 0 is called the range. It's usually the x-axis, so the range r of the projectile is r equals u square by g sine 2 theta. Concluding it up, when an object follows a circular path at constant speed, the motion of the object is called a uniform circular motion. The magnitude of its acceleration is ac equals v square by r. The direction of the ac, the centripetal acceleration, is always towards the center of the circle. The angular speed omega is the rate of change of angular distance. It is related to velocity v by v equals omega r. The centripetal acceleration equals omega square r. If we consider the time period, then t equals the number of revolutions of the object in circular motion, and the frequency is nu. We have an equation, and everybody knows omega equals 2 pi frequency, and velocity equals 2 pi frequency times the radius, and acceleration equals 4 pi squared frequency squared times the radius. So it's 4 pi squared nu squared r. That was all to do with the chapter of motion in a plane.